Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. It's Tony Green. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful and honored to be in this space with you today. Okay, so just a few announcements before we get started. Last week I did, and I'm cracking up because I told this story. Okay, so first of all, last week I recorded the TV show Create a Life You Love, and I have my girl Jen on there. Now, Jen and I go way, way back. We've been friends forever, and we have, we're both Geminis, so we're a little together. We're both a little, you know, as Geminis can be, whatever. So during the TV show, I told this story, and while I was telling it, I'm like, I don't think I should be telling this story, but the story just kept coming out of my mouth. So if you want to see or hear this story, if you want to know what I said, you can go to my Facebook page, and you can watch that episode. It's already on my Facebook page. And or you can go to YouTube, and all my TV shows, well, at least 6 of them are on there. Or you can go to my website. This show is not on my website yet, but it is on my YouTube page and it is on my Facebook page. And I would just comment as to if you figure out what story I'm talking about, just comment about it. And that's all I want to say. Okay, so to today's show, wait. And this Friday, I'm going to be at Half Price Books Madison doing a book signing and answering questions. So if you're in the Madison area, please stop in, say hi, let me sign a book, let me channel for you. It's so fun and amazing. Now, for today's show, dun, 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 I'm going to be taking callers. Please have your question ready and or your connection to the other side, because I love helping people connect with loved ones on the other side. I am going to start with our first caller, 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's Nathaniel calling in from Anaheim, California.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you today? You said you're doing great, so that's wonderful. So I should say, what's your name? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see if I could bring in a loved one or something. I don't know. I just have some questions about moving or just kind of finances and that kind of thing, but always love to hear loved ones come through.
Okay, so the first as soon as you said a loved one, I saw this woman step in, and she's thinner. She's a thinner woman, and behind her is a bigger male. A bigger male is stepping in now, a guy who is a little bit more solid in size, a little bit more, He wasn't, he didn't have a small frame at all. And so the woman, I don't know if these are your parents or your grandparents.
Mom,
they're just
dad,
the first
just,
people.
You know, see if they're mom and dad or not. I think they are.
Okay, good. So they fit the description, right? So I need to explain to everybody, when I see a loved one, I see them about the size of our, smaller than our pinky. They're like 2 inches. That's the size I see them. I don't see them full size, full life. So my descriptions aren't always as detailed as they could be, but they want me to like, they want me to stop talking so they can give you a message. They're like, shut up and let us talk. So I'm like, okay, gotcha. So the first thing they want to say is, oh, we love you, we love you. And that's a typical first message. We love you, we love you, we love you. We want you to know you're doing great. We want you to know that you have had some hardships, and those are almost over. Your hardships are almost past. This has been a very difficult time for you, but we're helping you move past it. Now, I just want a confirmation. Have you had some hardships recently or throughout this year?
The last 5 or 6 years, I've moved out of my house. I did a short sale, and I went bankrupt, actually. My five-year anniversary was just this month.
Okay.
So that's pretty much hardships.
Yeah, so these are the hardships they're talking about. So I like to get confirmation so that I'm making sure I'm on the right track and I have the right information. So the next thing they're saying is by the end of this year, they're showing me smooth sailing. Okay, I have to ask you this. I keep hearing Jiffy Pop, Jiffy Pop, Jiffy Pop. Is this a snack that you would have with your parents, or does Jiffy Pop mean anything to you?
I'm thinking that's got to be about 45 or 50 years ago when I was a good little kid.
Okay, that's a confirmation to let you know this is them. They're saying Jiffy Pop, just out of the blue, Jiffy Pop, Jiffy Pop, Jiffy Pop, and I'm like going, okay, I'll say it.
It's pretty funny, I think, you know, it's kind of funny for me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
I know.
The show should be interactive. I shouldn't be like talking all the time. I should let other people talk. But that is one of their confirmations. And they also want you to know that they are helping you move forward. By the end of this year, it's going to be smooth sailing. By the end of this year, everything is going to pull forward. Just let go of the past. Just fudging, let go of the past. And I think this is dad talking because I hear dad, dad, dad. And then I'm hearing, let go of the past. Let the fudging past go. Don't hold on to what happened. Hold on to who can happen. Move forward with a vengeance. Get back your sense of self or your power. You've let a lot of your power go because you feel like this was such a big thing. It was not a big thing. It happened. Just let it go. And they are saying they want you to have happiness and joy in your life. Are you, are you either alone or do you feel very lonely? Because I hear alone, alone, alone.
You know, I really don't have any friends, and I'm just living in a motel, and I'm helping this retarded guy and a lot, actually, and he's just depressed or something. I don't know. I got to always lend him money or something, so he's, I don't know. And the other friends that I've had just seem to be pretty self-absorbed.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is they want you to kind of branch out. They want you to branch out and start looking at things in a different way. I'm getting goosebumps as I say this. They want you to find a way to get back on the road again. Because you're always happiest when you're on the road. Now, I don't know what a nomad is, but I'm hearing like a nomad is. A nomad, somebody who, like, travels or is around.
You know,
around
the nomads, I think, you know, every 3 months, you know, they just pick up and move, you know, with their oxen and stuff. You know, I think it was part of the Tibetan yogi people or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So thank you for teaching me what a nomad is, because I would not have known at all. But I'm going to tell you, they're using the word nomad, and they are saying that you're happiest when you're out and about. You're not good when you're sedentary. You don't want that typical 9-to-5 life. You don't want that, you know, being in one place for the rest of your life thing. There is something you can do that will allow you to travel. I'm so animated. I have to hone back on my own animation. Gosh, jeepers. It's like with an expo, like working for a company with an expo that travels and does all these expos all over the U.S. and they provide, when you're traveling, they provide your room and board, and you can travel every week. Like, I know there's that one blender, that one juicing or blending thing, but there are other companies that hire people to do expos, and they're people, like the person who is perfect for this position, your type of personality, the type of personality that, like, wants to be in a new place, is used to traveling, doesn't have any anybody holding them back or anything going on, and they can just go there and work. And they're showing me this, so I want you to start looking into that and seeing how viable that would be for you. I feel like this is going to be a really, really just very powerful for you.
Could it be something in music, or maybe just construction, like roofing or solar or something?
Here's what I'm hearing is that once you start doing this, it's going to open up your music again. But right now, it's just a matter of you getting back on the horse. Right now, the horse is just sitting there. You need to get on it. You need to direct it. Okay, you can't just sit next to the horse and expect to go someplace, is the statement they're using. Ooh, this must be Dad talking, because it's pretty firm. He said you have to actually get on the horse and give it the key, let's go, horse, and start moving in a direction. Now, if you start working for somebody that is like a company with the expo, you're going to meet people, you're going to get those in, and in the meantime, you're going to be making music. So if you make some CDs and then you start get enough together or do enough whatever, you'll then go from that direction. But the biggest you could do with music, but the biggest thing they're saying right now is that you just have to get on the horse and start going. You have to get in that like nomad life again. That thing that like stay in one place too long, you get a little bit.
Someone said that about my card, or I'm like the wanderer or something, because I have a five of diamonds or spades or something. I don't know.
You are not the type of person, again, like I said earlier, you are not the type of person who can do a 9-to-5. You are not the type of person who can be in an office. You do not like to be sedentary. You cannot stay in one place too long. You are the traveler. That's another way I'll say it. You're the traveler. You want your freedom. You will risk everything to be able to have your freedom. That's the biggest thing with you, is to be able to have that freedom and to be able to go get up and go when you want to. So the biggest message I can tell you right now that they're saying is get on the horse and just go in a direction. Stop thinking about is it this or is it that. Start doing. Get up on the horse and get moving. And let go of the past. A lot of times, and people don't, I'm just not going to say that. Just get on the horse and start moving, okay? That's the biggest message that they have for you, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
And of course, that they love you. And showing the Jiffy Pop thing again, which is hilarious to me.
It's hilarious to me, too. I thought that's pretty hilarious. But probably mom probably thought about it.
You know, the other thing they're showing me, and I don't know if this, I hope this is accurate, but they show me a cat. Did you have a cat as a child? Like, I think
you know, I never had a cat as a child, but I rescued a cat in the desert from a person at Fifth Guard that weren't feeding it. It had kittens and stuff, and they were just letting it starve to death in this tree in Barstow. And I kept feeding the cat, and the cat wanted food and everything, so I went to Walmart and bought some cat food. And then she moved in, so she followed me home. And then the other guy said, "This is my cat." I'm going like, "Well, like you weren't feeding it, you know, I'm feeding her." But I didn't even say anything. But he said, "Where's my cat?" And I didn't say anything. And I said, don't start in on me, man. Don't start in on me, man. I can blow up.
Now, has this cat since passed? Has this cat gone home?
You know, I gave the cat had kittens, and I didn't know what to do, and I gave it to the Animal Lovers Association.
Okay, this cat is coming in. This cat keeps, like, jumping in and showing me, and I just think this cat just is, like, it's coming in for a reason. It is probably just, like, letting you know it's home safe or thank you. A lot of gratitude, but I keep seeing this cat, so that is another confirmation for you.
Is it a calico cat, or is it a dark, smoky cat?
I want to say I'm not seeing a lot of color. I see this cat as a single-colored cat.
Smoky cat, that was the cat. That was the cat, and I loved her so much. She had her kittens on Easter about 3 years ago or so, and
awesome.
I gave it. I didn't know what to do. I called the pound and whatever on my dad's birthday, and I got all the cats, and I went down, gave her some fancy feast, and I know that they said that two of her cats had been adopted. So, about 3 years ago.
Yeah, awesome. When a pet shows up like this, it's a sign of gratitude and love. They're letting you know, they're letting you know they remember.
Cat.
They remember, okay?
Yeah, they do. They do. People,
you are
so
welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm just blown away. I really appreciate it. I might ask you your birthday someday if you're a Gemini.
I am. Of course I am.
But
are you
a Gemini moon. I have a Gemini moon and a Gemini rising, so I got a lot of Gemini too.
Yep.
But I know
exactly.
I know each day of the year, like the 7th is the day of the entertainer. My brother's on the 9th, like Johnny Depp, that's the day of mental existence. So the 10th the day of ups and downs, like Judy Garland. And like the 11th is the day of the limit for Donald Trump is on the 14th, and that's the day of the gusty confrontation.
Well, I guess we all have something to live for, right?
Yeah. But thanks once again. I'll let you get to some of your other callers if you want.
Thank you so much for calling in. And until next time, have an amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 334. Hello, 334. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Okay. I had spoke to you a little while back, a few months ago, and I just want to know, what do you see for me? Do you still see me meeting someone to start a relationship with? And also, if I can get a little healing, I just had a breast reduction, and I don't know if everything's healing correctly, so just ask for healing and any messages about love relationships.
Okay, so first of all, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually, and there's a woman stepping in right now, an older woman. She could have been a grandmom, She's an older woman. She had a very big bosom. Not very big in this vision. This woman she was not petite in that age. But okay, so this woman is stepping in. I don't know why that came out of my mouth, but it did. It's a, it shows how she looked. Anyway, I'm just going to ask, is there something stopping or blocking her from moving forward in a relationship? Nope. Let's strengthen that. Okay, she's going to heal perfectly from this surgery. Okay, let's strengthen that. As far as love relationship goes, okay, is there something blocking? Okay, I'm going to clear what's blocking you from meeting a good person in a relationship. I'm going to tell you in about a month you're going to meet somebody. He's not the one. Okay, sometimes we meet a lot of people. We might date a few people. We might think they're going to be the one, but sometimes they're not. And that can be it can be heartbreaking or crushing if we go into it thinking that they are the one. And especially if things get a little bit involved and we think that this could be the person that, you know, whatever. So they're just letting you know ahead of time this isn't the one. You're going to communicate or whatever with this person for about 2 to 3, I'm not sure if it's weeks or months. I think it's months. Whatever you do with this person, however far you take this, it's up to you. But just remember, he's not the one. Around the 4th or 5th month, but for sure by 6 months, you should meet somebody that you're going to have a more significant relationship with. Now, with this first person, pay attention for lies. Pay attention for the inconsistencies. Let's not call them straight up lies. Pay attention for inconsistencies in their stories. And don't be afraid to ask questions to all my girls out there, to every single female. Let me tell you something. Ask questions and don't talk until you get an answer, because we get nervous. We're afraid to ask certain questions. Like I told one of my friends, I'm going to ask this guy, like, is he seeing other people? She goes, oh, guys don't like questions like that. I don't care. I don't care if you question or not. If you don't like that question, it's because you probably are. And guess what? If you're diddling my dude, you're not going to if you're diddling other dudes, you're not going to diddle mine. That's it. It's just like that. It's that simple.
Right.
If you want to see other people, that's fine. Go see them. But leave me behind. I'm good with that. I'm all good with that. So don't be afraid to ask those questions. Who cares if a guy likes a question or not? If he's into you, he will answer it. If he's serious about you, he will answer it. Don't be afraid to ask this guy questions. And then we have to sit back and we have to listen for those answers. We have to see what they're saying. And then next time we have to ask that question differently and make sure we're getting consistent answers, because sometimes guys just say what we want to hear. So we have to make sure we're asking those questions. This first guy, you need to ask him a lot of questions, because there are going to be inconsistencies in his stories and what he's saying he's doing, where he's saying he's going. There's something behind the scenes that you're not going to know about right away. About the 2 to 3 month mark, you're going to put it all together, he's a good talker. Ooh, he is a good talker. And he might be kind of hot. So there's that. And we know how that works. A good talker with some hotness can put us in a little bit of a mess, okay? So just pay attention to what he's saying, okay? And what he's doing. Is he hitting you back on those texts? If he's not, why not? You know,
I don't even want to deal with that, Tony. It's like I want to meet the person.
We all do. We all want to meet that person. But here's the thing. Sometimes, and I'm so happy you said that. Thank you so much for saying that. That was the best thing you could have ever said, because here's the thing. Sometimes somebody comes in and they open something up in us, they help heal some things in us, and they show us what we really want, but they also show us what we really don't want. They're preparing us. Mr. Wrong might be preparing us for Mr. Right. Okay? Mr. Wrong, who might come in and be a player or be shady or whatever we want to call him, not ethical or not the man we wanted, is preparing us for Mr. Right and helping us to be so much more grateful when Mr. Right steps in. Okay?
Okay.
So, even though we don't want to mess with a man that isn't the one, we have to sometimes go through those men to figure out what the one
just
really
learning
looks
more
like in our mind. I'm sorry?
Learning more, getting the experience.
Exactly, exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when I talk to women and I say, there's going to be three guys, they're like, no, just tell me about the fourth. I'm like, oh, no, the first three are actually more important than the fourth, you know, because there's something we're going to learn from each of these men. And I'm not saying, you know, just because you're meeting this man, it doesn't mean you have to lay down with this man. You
right,
can spend
right.
3 months just talking and dating and getting to know him and being like, okay, I get it now. And at the end of that 2 to 3 month mark, you're going to be like, this is not what I want in the beginning. I thought it might be what I want, but it's not what I want. However, being with this person helped me to see more of what I want, open myself up more, and be in that place where I know exactly where I want to go and what when a man is being dishonest or isn't really into you, this is what you want. The biggest thing I tell women, we're so worried about does he like me? Am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Does he want me? We know when a guy wants us. Okay, that's a given. But we should be worried.
Right.
We should have him in the position where he's thinking, does she like me? Am I what she's looking for? We're so busy trying to please that man and be in that space that we are forgetting, is this what I really want? Is this
right.
what I really want? And then we have to fast forward when we meet a man and we're sitting there with him, we have to fast forward 10 years and go, in 10 years, will all of this still make me giddy? Because right now I think it's so cute. Oh, he's so cute because I have all this chemistry going on throughout my body. In 10 years, when the chemistry's gone, is this going to be annoying? Am
mm-hmm.
I going to get fed up with this? And that is what this guy is going to do for you. He's going to help you to understand you need to realize you are the prize and you need to make a man win you. And this guy is going to help you understand how to get a guy to win you. Okay?
Okay.
Or in the very least, think of you as the prize. Your surgery is, when I tested it, you're going to heal fine from your surgery. You're going to be good for your surgery, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are
Thank you so,
so
much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And wait, I don't know what is going on with me that all these little noises are coming out of my mouth today. I am super animated today. See, right there.
You sound cute.
Somebody on the other side thinks they are hilarious. They are being very showmanship. A lot of showmanship going on today. But real quick, before you go, there's a message. I don't think it's your mom, but if your mom's on the other side,
my grandma.
Okay, this is your grandma. Your grandma wants to know she loves you, and she says, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. So your grandma is very firm. She's being very firm, and she is saying, you need to get it together and you need to stop worrying about the aesthetics of a guy, and you need to start worrying about the soul of a man. You need to get to his soul and see if he's good or not. And she's pointing her finger and she is saying,
mm-hmm.
and you need to have somebody who is going to be like down for you, who's going to be there. You don't need your grandma and I have a completely different definition of this word. You don't need a you don't need a minute man.
Right.
You need a man who's in it for the long haul, not for the minute.
Yes,
okay, so that's your message from your grandma, okay, sweet girl?
Thank you, Grandma. I love you. Thank you, Tony. I love you.
Love you too. Oh, I love you too. Thank you so much. And until next time, have an amazing rest of the week, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Okay. So I just want to say very quickly, I'm so grateful for everybody who's listening in. Please, if you're listening on Blog Talk, comment below. I'll get to those comments and I'll try to shoot something back to you. Follow the show so you don't miss a show. And if you did not get through today, I'm so, so sorry. I know my switchboard is full, but try back next week or the week after. Eventually, you will get through. I've had people who tried for 2 months and then they were like, oh my gosh, I finally got through. I try. I do my best. I love you all.